Welcome to Day 8 of the Altar in the Valley Experience. This is Matthew. We are reaching the end of the first section of the canyon. We have descended to the bottom of the canyon, and now we are about to begin our trek across the valley towards the Colorado River and to our ascent out. At the end of each section, we are going to have a day that gives a little more space for reflection and worship. We trust God has spoken to you through the last 7 days, and we want to give you space to think and even practice some of the tools you've been given. On the second day, Brian Smith talked about the importance of getting out and walking. And we've talked a lot already about the importance of gratitude on this journey. Gratitude walks the same road as depression, anxiety, and worry, but in the opposite direction. Let's take 45 seconds here as we start this day to simply walk and think about what you're grateful for today. Looking back at our hike through the Grand Canyon, this was a pretty significant mile for me because it's the approximate time during our hike that my wife Michaela woke up feeling the early symptoms of a miscarriage. She was 11 weeks into our pregnancy with our third child, but that day we hiked the Grand Canyon, she began to feel signs that things just weren't right. And 2 days later, thankfully with me back by her side, we were told by the doctor that we lost our precious baby. We were just finishing up recording the song that we named this experience after, Altar in the Valley, during this time, and it took on a whole new meaning for my wife and me. We took the drive home from the hospital to worship through tears together. I meant every word of this song when I wrote it months before, and I still mean every word just as much. We have been flooded by the goodness and grace of God in a way we've never experienced before. We've grieved and shed many tears together about the loss of our baby. We felt grief, pain, and confusion, but just as quickly as those emotions met us, we were also met by the goodness and grace of God. We would never have chosen these circumstances, but we've experienced firsthand how God really is close to the brokenhearted. He is still good. He is still faithful. He is still God. He's still worthy of our worship. There is no situation here on earth that could possibly shake His goodness. So if you're walking today, listening to this, and you don't feel like you have the faith to trust Him or the strength to praise Him, you're not alone. You may not know the answers, but you'll find Him in the questions. As difficult as your situation may be, let's take a few minutes right now to focus on the goodness of God and choose to worship Him through our pain. God is moved by worship that is raw and authentic, worship that is sifted through suffering. Something powerful happens when we focus on His goodness and faithfulness and we build an altar in the valley.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation,
I see.
As I mentioned before, our miscarriage began while I was on the hike through the Grand Canyon. One significant detail I didn't mention was that during that trip and the days leading up to losing our baby, we actually felt like we heard from the Lord a name for the baby. The name was Zion. Zion means city of God and is both a place where God dwells in the hearts of every believer here on earth and a place that every believer will ultimately live with God for eternity. Even during the days of pain that Michaela experienced leading up to the miscarriage, we never doubted that our baby would be okay and that we would one day meet the little one. We knew God had the power to protect and heal, and we believed that in faith over our baby and Michaela. One of the definitions for Zion that we found is a city of refuge where the Lord protects his people from the evils in the world. Even in the scary moments, we prayed this prayer of protection over our baby. In our minds, we believed God gave us this name because he would protect the child's earthly body. But we came to realize God gave us this name because our little one was never going to experience the evils of the world at all. God brought our baby straight home, and one day we'll get to meet. While I would do anything to see and play with our little baby along with our other kids, I can also live knowing that our child is in the presence of my Savior, and one day I'll get to worship alongside Zion in heaven. I don't understand it all. I'm sad, I'm mad, frustrated, and confused. I have to live within the tension of faith that God can do miracles and the reality that in this specific situation, the outcome wasn't what I hoped for. Maybe you're living in that tension right now. That may always be a mystery to us. God is setting up his kingdom here on earth and has given us access to his presence and his power, but there is still a day that we look forward to when everything will be made right and all the tears will be wiped away. You're going to hear a lot of stories and testimonies of hope and healing in this 24-day experience, and I think that's very important. We have this hope as an anchor, it says in Hebrews 6:18. So yes, we should talk about hope and joy and victory, but sometimes I think we can see those as completely exclusive from feeling doubt, anger, confusion, and pain. And we think that in order to come before God, we have to get rid of all those feelings, and in doing so, I believe we miss out on the greatest offering we can bring God, our whole, true, authentic selves, laid bare before him. Recently, I heard a friend of mine tell me about a time that he lived in the tension between faith and confusion. He was leading worship and creating an atmosphere during a service where there were testimonies of men and women who had miraculously overcome their drug addictions and were making massive impact for the kingdom of God. But while at the front of the stage, people celebrated their stories of miraculous victory, what a lot of people in the room didn't know is that this friend of mine had just years ago lost his son to a drug overdose. Through tears, he told me about how hard it was to help lead a service celebrating the redemptive power of God when he had prayed and believed that his son would be in that position only to lose him to the very thing these people had miraculously overcome. Man, you may think you have all the right answers, but in that situation, there is no answer that can quench the pain and confusion this man was feeling. You may be facing one of those situations where you're almost yelling at God saying, how come this happened, or how could you let this happen? And I want to tell you right now that God is not scared of your confusion. He's not shaken by your doubting. He's not frustrated, hurt, or annoyed. He wants you to bring those hard questions to him because that's where he'll meet you most. You may not get an answer that you understand or would choose this side of eternity, but you will find more of him. And he is good, he is faithful, he is just, he is righteous, he is compassionate, and he is kind. I want to give you a minute right now just to bring your whole self before God. Bring your frustrations, confusion, and pain before him. Name them, uncensored and raw. He can handle it. Thank you. I'm going to sing a song right now that I wrote after we lost our precious baby. And the song is actually called Zion. For me, it obviously carries extra meaning, but for you, I want you to take time as you listen to this song to allow yourself to live in the tension that is this life here on earth. This is not our home. Our home is with Him. We are foreigners, we're renters, we're travelers. What does it look like to still believe in on earth as it is in heaven, while still looking forward to the day when all is made right and there's no more evil or pain? Bring your whole self before the Lord. You don't have to clean yourself up or pretend your problems don't exist. The purpose of this experience isn't just to lift ourselves up out of the valley or pretend it doesn't exist. It's to find God and worship right in the middle of it. Jesus experienced all the pain and the evil of the world, and even now, He never distances Himself from it. He stands with you in it, and one day, all will be made right. What we do now is our choice.
Where every tear is wiped away, and sorrow turns to songs of praise, where death is not the final say, that's what I long for. Where every wrong has been redeemed, and fear is drowned in perfect peace, your face is all that I can see, that's what I long for. Here I rest in the shadow of your wings, and look ahead to the day I fully see. Zion, Zion, the fortress in my heart, and the heaven I wait on. Zion, Zion, I'll make my home and place my hope in the city you have built for me, the city of God, the city of God. With joy and laughter fill the streets, the faces I can finally meet, together for eternity. That's what I long for. Here I rest in the shadow of your wings, and look ahead to the day I fully see. Zion, Zion, the fortress in my heart, and the heaven I wait on. Thank you. beholds the Lamb, whose love and glory never ends. We'll thank you time and time again, 'cause you brought us home to you.
So Father, we anticipate and long for the day that all is made right and we get to see you face to face. Jesus, we thank you that you stepped off your throne and walked the same dirt that we walk. You experienced the pains and disappointments that we face. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would meet us right here, right now, and give us the grace and the strength to finish our race here on earth. Amen. As always, feel free to take some extra time to reflect today. There's another instrumental track that you can use for today if you like. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow as we start our trek across the canyon. God bless.